Good morning, the Wolf. It's Don. Who's this?
Don, this is Neil McCoy. How the heck are you?
Oh, Neil, the real deal with the Wranglers of Steel, McCoy. Let's go. Come on.
I've heard a bunch of intros. Never that one. That was good.
There it is. Hey, buddy. We are excited. You are coming back to Wolf Country. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's go. It's right.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked, my friend, that you are coming to town. And it's been a little bit. I think maybe a year or so ago you came out to the casino out of Fort Hall, but you are coming to the thriving metropolis that is Downey, Idaho, for the Bannock County Fair and Rodeo.
Yeah. I have heard so much about it. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about small town USA, and everybody is talking about small town USA now, as well they should. And this is a town of about 600 and something people, man. So this is the whole town's going to be there plus some, Neil.
Well, I hope they call the next door neighbors over in the next county and have everybody out. So yeah. I can tell you this. We're going to have a lot of fun. The show's going to be great, and we just hope that the people come see us. I know some people still remember, some don't. But even if you don't know who we are, you need to come on, or you're going to miss the best show you've ever seen.
Well, I've known you for many, many years. I've seen you for many, many years throughout my career. I know the legacy that is Neil McCoy, and the entertainer that you are on stage is unrivaled, my friend, and legendary. You are a legend, and we are so happy to welcome you back to Wolf Country. August 10th, you're going to be at the Bannock County Fair and Rodeo with our very own American Idol Top 20 finalists this year. Paige Ann is going to open the show for you, so we're excited about her, too.
Me, too. I got to, obviously, I watched the show, so I was a big fan of hers, and I'm looking forward to hearing her, because I love have an opportunity, especially to be around maybe some of the younger folks that are still kind of wide-eyed and ready to go. That way, if they ever ask me something, I can say, yeah, get out of the business while you can.
Well, we're glad you're still in business, my friend, and still doing what you do. It is a testament, I think, not only to you, but to your fans and your passion for your music and passion for entertaining. We're sorry you didn't get the chair on The Voice. We were pulling for you.
Man, I appreciate it. I didn't feel too good about it. The obviously thing I loved about it was that Blake had recommended me, but
yeah.
I also knew Blake was leaving, so I didn't think they'd give him too much of a nod by putting somebody in he wanted in. Didn't make sense, but that's okay. I'll watch this year, and everybody else will feel, and they'll go, you know what? They need somebody other than just nice people. And I'm a nice person, but I can dig with you. None of those people are going to dig at each other.
I'll tell you, man, things have changed dramatically. The Simon Cowell era is essentially over. Whenever I watch any of these, nobody wants to be do constructive criticism. Sometimes little tough love goes a long way. Am I right?
You're exactly right. They need somebody that's going to actually tell those people. But and I guess when they get them to, I forget the round, what they're called. I like the one where they just still turn around. I like that sound better. But when they get to the bringing people in to help them discuss and all that kind of stuff, those people aren't being really straight up with them either.
Well, you know, it is a popularity contest, but you know what?
Yes, sir.
The way I look at it, and I'm sure you do too, it's all part of God's plan and His timing, my friend. So whatever's coming your way is something that you're going to deserve and you're going to shine. So we're looking forward to August 10th. You're going to be shining on stage here in Wolf Country. And I also wanted to mention, first of all, every day, my friend, my patriotic brother from another mother like no other, my fellow red, white, and blue neck, Mr. Neil McCoy, does the Pledge of Allegiance every morning live on social media.
That is exactly right. And I'll be doing it again here just shortly at 10 a.m. Central Time for the 2,762nd consecutive day.
God bless you, my friend. That is inspiring.
7.5 years. Yes, sir. Thank
you. That is fantastic. I love your patriotism, and I love that streak, and just keep it going, my friend. And I encourage people to go online and do it with you. Also, want to just give you a tip of the hat and a big high five for, standing up And standing next to Jason Aldean in the midst of all the things that are going on with that song.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, Don, it gets to a point to where you, and I just became Medicare eligible 2 days ago on my birthday, so 65 years old, and it gets to a point that when you've been around long enough, you just think that you've earned the right to at least say some stuff, and so I'm just going to start voicing my opinion a lot more often. What the heck?
You know what? And you're not alone. I mean, several other country artists and friends governors and dignitaries, they're all kind of stepping up and taking the opportunity to show their support for something like this. And I think we need more of it. And I just thought that was an incredible gesture on your part to do that. And for those people that don't know, tell them what you just did this recently, right?
Just the day after they had they'd taken Jason down with that video, and everybody was complaining and whining about it. And I just stood with them and kind of I didn't want it to be too serious. I kind of wanted to joke about it. But I said, I'll tell you what, since y'all not going to play Jason's new video, just take all my videos off your current playlist. But here's the catch, Don. They weren't playing me anyway.
Oh, no. Well, that's their problem then, my friend, because
that's right.
I got to tell you, you know, your career in the 90s, I mean, when videos were so creative and so fun and important, I mean, you had some of the best videos ever, man. I mean, the shake and wink and Billy's got his beer goggles on. And I mean, come on, man. It doesn't get any better than a Neil McCoy video. So you know what? They're the ones losing out, not only playing, pulling Jason Aldean, but, you know, not playing your videos. And if they were, I'm glad that you're standing up there and saying your piece and making a statement about it. So God bless you, man. Appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate your enthusiasm for just sounds like life in general. Good for you.
Hey, you make me very enthusiastic, and I know you're an enthusiastic guy, and I can't wait to see the enthusiasm on stage. So for people that have not got their tickets yet, they better get them, because August 10th, it's going to be a special night when Neil McCoy and Paige Ann at the Banner County Fair and Rodeo in Downey, Idaho. We're going to get down in Downey with Neil McCoy. Yeah.
Let's go,
buddy. All right. Well, you get the starch and press those Wranglers for us, and we will we will see you August 10th, my friend. Travel safe. We love you, Neil McCoy.
Thank you, Don. I'll see you, buddy.